Jets go to the right wing side. 4 seconds. 3-2-1, and the game is history. 4-2 final. Winnipeg has defeated the Anaheim Ducks, and that one hurts.
Yeah, that one really does, Steve. And it's just I don't know. This might hurt a little bit more. Just yep. You know, circumstantially, you got a 2-goal lead, and it's just the game in which you think, hey, is this going to be the game? Is this going to be the game where this Anaheim Ducks team can rally around each other and play with the lead and really separate that lead as far as gap and score? And they just weren't able to do so. No. Good jump, good response by Winnipeg. Each and every goal that the Anaheim Ducks scored, and tough pill to swallow.
So it's a 4-2 final. We still have a couple of games coming up with the Winnipeg Jets towards the end of the season. And have to do some better work on the road. Are starting on that East Coast trip. First game Wednesday against the New York Islanders. Want to remind you now, as Emerson and I will talk for a few minutes, and then Emerson will join Alexis for post-game show. Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so everyone needs to make it count. So we've talked a lot about this one, a disappointing ending to this. I just have to ask you this point blank. I know you talked to Alexis about it probably. You have a 2-0 lead. Is that a lead you should protect in a game like this, the way things were going? Or what happens when you don't protect the lead? What happens to your team? Do they just kind of do things differently from what they started to do in the first part of the game?
Well, one thing I mentioned, it's an expression that is said through the earliest days of youth hockey, the 2-goal lead being the most dangerous lead in hockey. And has everything to do with you got a team that's trying to come from behind, relentless, doing everything in their power to chip away at it, get the first one, and then obviously get the tying goal there, if not more. But just one of those things where that opposition is coming for you. They're doing the little things. When they do have the puck, it's what do you have to lose kind of mentality. And it's some of the bright spots early on. This Anaheim Ducks team coming from behind were successful in that aspect. But I tell you what, this Anaheim Ducks team, this one hurts. This is, in a while, this has been their best chance to take away the 2 points. You look back to that last win against the Colorado Avalanche at home. Seemed as if that wasn't, as easy as what it could have been here tonight. And, boy, it's a tough one.
And so we look forward to this trip. We spoke a little bit about it during our intermission, and it won't be easy. There's no question about that. On the road, Islanders, Rangers, Devils, and then the Detroit Red Wings. So we look forward, Emerson, to hearing you along with Alexis Downey. You're going to head over there right now. We will take a commercial break, and then we'll come back with that post game, and I'll see him on the early bus to the airport tomorrow morning. Again, the final 4-2 Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. We'll be joined by Emerson Edom on our upcoming road trip, so stick around for that. Want to thank Rick Cutler, Vic Pence for all of their work, and our buddy, Mr. Hibbler, Cash Hibbler, in Skyview in the state of Arizona. Great job again. Alexis Downey, Emerson Edom next after this timeout. Again, the final 4-2 Winnipeg. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you from the island coming up on Wednesday night here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What makes the holidays the most wonderful time of the year at the Disneyland Resort? It's seeing the skies brightened with unforgettable fireworks, taking in the music, food, and fun of Disney Festival of Holidays, and so much more. The holidays begin here from November 10th through January 7th at the Disneyland Resort. Both tickets and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Subject to restrictions, change, and cancellation without notice.
Nate Barton. Argonzi, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nick Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money, so he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stopatnothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the Anaheim Ducks postgame show here on DuckStream. Alongside Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. The Anaheim Ducks falling to the Winnipeg Jets here at Honda Center tonight. 4-2 was the final. Shots on goal just under for the Ducks tonight, 27, and Winnipeg having 31 of their own. Anaheim now falling to 10-17 on the season. They've lost three in a row. But they have been close games, Emerson.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look at it like that, AD, I mean, look, it's just getting to the point where, you know, these close games, it's not good enough, right? I mean, yeah, you're close and you had that feeling, okay, this is going to be the game. And they continue to be learning lessons, I think, just through and through. Throughout, like, the whole, whether they're coming into the third period down by a goal or two, or, you know, in this case, you're up by two goals there. I mean, boy, when's the last time we've seen that? And to not pull it out, it's tough here tonight. And, you know, head coach Greg Cronin, the maturity of this coaching staff, how much veteran just experience that the whole coaching staff has, I still believe that they're each and every one, whether it's the players, the coaches, are going to find a way to put all this in a blender and just be that much better starting on this East Coast swing.
It just feels like the team is just slightly, maybe one step behind or one little thing behind in some of these games. And obviously a bummer, the team was up 2-0 and then just coming and giving up four goals in a row. So let's get into how that happened starting in the first period. No score in that first period, pretty back and forth, but the Ducks did give up two big penalties to start the game. Their seventh too many men penalty of the season, also a part of that first period. So not really a good thing for Anaheim to get started in this game. But moving into the second period, it got off to a hot start as Ryan Strome and Mark Scheifele got into it after Ryan Strome went knee-to-knee with Kyle Connor, who ended up leaving the game in those first few minutes of the second period. He did not return in this one with a lower body injury, but Strome and Scheifele definitely getting into it after that hit.
And Winnipeg gets a backhand shot away at John Gibson, who really didn't have to move. Pads came on the ice. We're going to have a fight. And it's a good one. Scheifele involved for Winnipeg. Is that Lapushkin?
I think that is Ryan Strome.
Ryan Strome. Yeah, it is. Ryan Strome handling him himself. Oh, some haymakers thrown by both guys. Oh, Strome landed a knockout blow there. He shot him on the chin and then knocked him down with a right punch. And the Ducks forward, Ryan Strome, showing extremely well as Scheifele is laying on the ice, slow and getting up.
It's the fight of the year for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, what a tilt there from Ryan Strome, just duking it out, throwing those rights, throwing those lefts, and getting the takedown from Mark Scheifele. And looks like all Mark Scheifele can do is head to the penalty box. It doesn't look like he's beacon over to Ryan Strome. I mean, boy, what can he say? Ryan Strome gets the best of Mark Scheifele in a tremendous effort in that tilt.
So Strome and Scheifele going at it after Strome having that hit on Kyle Connor. And I feel like, Emerson, that definitely ignited some energy into this game.
Look, I'm looking at this upcoming UFC 296. It's Edwards versus Covington. I'm scrolling through some of the head-to-heads here, and Ryan Strome is not part of any which matchups. But I tell you what, after watching that fight, it sure seems like he's deserving in that octagon.
I can imagine, too, that that kind of happened because of the hit that Strome had on Kyle Connor. And I mean, that is going to be a blow to their team, depending on what we hear after this game of what exactly happened with Kyle Connor. But it did not look good when he was going to the locker room. He is their leading scorer, and he is a phenomenal NHL player. So will be interesting to see what comes out of that one today. But as we mentioned, some momentum in that second period. The Ducks go on the power play. Alex Killorn, the power play goal off a nice pass from Troy Terry. Killorn was stationed right in front of the net, getting a few whacks at the puck, and it went in the back of the net.
Half wall near side for Troy Terry. Stick handles. Drops it near the goal line. Gets the puck back. Doesn't shoot. Instead passes back and forth between Terry and the goal line. A shot! Score! Some pushing and shoving. Post off the moorings. Max Jones involved after the score from Alex Killorn. Good to see him get one, his third of the year. And the Ducks finally score on the power play and lead 1-0.
Emerson, I was sitting here watching that play happen, and I'm watching Troy Terry, and I'm like, what is he going to do? What's he going to do? And then he makes the right pass to Killorn. I was getting a little impatient with him, and then it worked out just as it should.
Yeah, and it was interesting because, you know, you had mentioned what are some of the keys to a successful power play for the Anaheim Ducks in this game, and I just thought early on their puck movement was really good. It was crisp, clean, quick. It looked a lot like Winnipeg's and the success that they were having in that aspect, and I was right with you there thinking that Alexis is just the patience, and God, what a play by Troy Terry. I mean, he seams it. It goes from flank to right in that net front, and my first intermission, first impression was the penalty kill for the Ducks, but Troy Terry could have been in that kind of just talk there as far as being just that premier difference maker in that first period, and just it's so good to see. I thought he was such a big part of this Anaheim Ducks offense early on in the game and throughout the remainder of the game, and it was highlighted by that great pass leading up to that Killorn goal.
So the Ducks leading after two periods of play by one goal. They were also out shooting the Jets in that second period, 11-9. Going into the third, it was an early goal by Adam Henrik. A nice pass from Jakob Silfverberg as Henrik was streaking to the net.
That was Vaakanainen taking out that Winnipeg threat. Here is Silfverberg in front. They score! The Ducks take a 2-0 lead. And good for Adam Henrik. Deserved that one. It's a 2-goal lead for the good guys.
So Adam Henrik gets a goal in this game, and he also went 56% in the faceoff circle tonight. A pretty good game for Adam Henrik.
And I love the starting of that sequence with Jakob Silfverberg, and kind of like your and my thoughts on Troy Terry with that sequence there on the power play, just kind of just patiently, methodically and almost slowing down the play. I was, we were both, as we stated, like, oh my God, move the puck. And and then he does what he does and, shuts us right up, right? So same thing with Jakob Silfverberg, in a sense that I was saying, kick the puck out. You had two players, burst in with speed, almost going ahead or approaching to go ahead of Jakob Silfverberg. He weaves to the inside, opens things up, slings it over to Adam Henrik with the pretty finish. And as I said live on air there, just the way Adam Henrik just so confidently leaned into that shot right when he took that crossover got on top, his body weight on top of that puck. I knew it was going to be full of velocity, that shot. And boy, was it perfect placement too.
So 2-0, the Anaheim Ducks were up, but after that, four unanswered goals for the Winnipeg Jets, starting with Nino Niederreiter right in front of the net, just beating out John Gibson.
Vladislav Namestnikov cruising into the right of John Gibson, threw it in front, a shot, they score! Boy, that happened very quickly. Nino Niederreiter deflects the pass from the left wing side as the Jets look on towards Gibson. And it's a 2-1 game just like that. Ducks still up by one.
And then the Jets were able to keep pouring it on. 5:55 into that third period. Morgan Barron getting a goal. The puck was originally blocked by Ilya Labushkin. He could not find it. Fell to the ice. Barron was able to find it and put it behind Gibson.
Boy, if it wasn't for that last-ditch effort, the glove swatted that puck out of the air from Morgan Barron. It could have been a 2-on-1 against.
A shot, they score. Now, in Gibson's defense, Labushkin was set up in front of the net. The actual first shot hit him. And then I'm wondering if John even saw where the puck landed. It was put in on a rebound opportunity by winger Morgan Barron. And guess what? The Winnipeg Jets have rallied from a 2-goal deficit to go up by a 2-2 margin now. Tie game.
Emerson, you saw that one coming.
Yeah, and I earlier on in the game, it was interesting. On one entry from Barron, he takes a spill on this near side. He had an awkward fall in the neutral zone there. But I tell you what, I love how he plays. He's got a big frame to him. He's that prototypical power forward who I saw him battling lots behind his offensive zone goal line there, getting the corners, getting feisty, and that goal was feisty. And what an effort from Namestnikov on that near side, on that entry, setting that whole play up. I mean, it was pretty to watch, unfortunately, against, obviously, our team, the Ducks, but you got to give credit when credit's due.
So 2-2 after Morgan Barron's goal, and then it would be Gabriel Vilardi who tipped the puck in off Josh Morrissey's shot at 18-17 to give the Jets the lead.
Puck comes free. Namestnikov back out high. DeMello for Morrissey. A shot. They score! A deflection in front of the net. Vilardi's being mobbed. Shot put right towards Gibson, and somebody tapped it by Gibson in front of the net. And the Jets take a 3-2 lead late in the third period.
Vilardi's goal really seeming to deflate the Anaheim Ducks after that one, as they did pull John Gibson from the net for the final couple seconds, for about the final couple minute, I would say. And then it was Mark Scheifele with 29 seconds left in the game who got the empty net. And that would be all, Emerson. The Ducks falling 4-2 tonight. And honestly, another disappointing loss for this team.
Well, you use the word deflated. I gotta be honest. I was deflated up there in the booth with Steve. It was eerily similar to that tip from Quentin Byfield. A few games back when we played the Los Angeles Kings, where same kind of backing up, gets that stick on it. There was a game in there in Colorado where Nichushkin had a similar kind of going backwards, last-ditch effort to extend the stick, gets a stick on it. And it's just interesting, the angle in which Vilardi was going back and where that puck went just perfectly between the five hole of John Gibson. I don't know. It's just all I could say. It's tough breaks, and they're just going to have to continue to work on it.
We will get to all of your text messages that are rolling in right now after the break. And if you have not sent us your thoughts on this game, please feel free to. You can text us at 714-940-2950. We'll be back.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
What makes the holidays the most wonderful time of the year at the Disneyland Resort? It's seeing the skies brightened with unforgettable fireworks, taking in the music, food, and fun of Disney Festival of Holidays, and so much more. The holidays begin here from November 10th through January 7th at the Disneyland Resort. Both tickets and park reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for important details. Subject to restrictions, change, and cancellation without notice.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at anaheimducks.com/take the oath.
Welcome back to the post-game show here on Duck Stream. A 4-2 loss for the Anaheim Ducks tonight in their lone contest at Honda Center this week before they hit the road for four games out east starting in New York. Tough one tonight, and we are going to get to all of your thoughts from the text messages that you have sent us. Thank you, as always, for sending us a message. Let's get to the first one. I love all the emojis in this one. I liked the game, but tell the players to get in more fights. That was cool. Love it. With a bunch of different emojis. You know, fighting is just part of the sport, and the hockey is unique in that sense.
And the term cool was used in that text message. And you know what? This is the coolest game on earth. There's so many dynamics to the game of hockey. Just skating in itself is a tough just thing to grasp. And then you tie in stick handling and managing a puck, and then, you know, you add in fighting. I mean, it's one of the reasons why it's such a popular game, and I think a game that is gaining more and more interest as the high-end skill progresses. And I don't know, I think the fighting is getting more even. There's less of drastics in weight classes, really. I mean, there's only so many Ryan Reeves type of players at that frame and that size left in the league. So I think they're energetic fights. They have the ability in some circumstances to last longer than maybe history has shown. And I love it. I love to see guys with some serious skill go at it, like Ryan Strome and Mark Scheifele.
Another text that we got: the Ducks need to start playing hockey instead of playing with the puck.
You have to play with the puck. But I
think they maybe just in the sense of more quick movements with it, trying to get to the net quicker and things like that. Maybe
okay.
Along the lines. That's how I'm reading it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to
move the game along quicker instead of just being slow to decision making. That's how I'm seeing
it. What you said, AD.
Okay. Next text we got. This one is opinionated. Troy Terry needs to get benched or be a healthy scratch. Zegras was benched for a lot less. Terry isn't back-checking, forechecking. He's a turnover machine, always trying to puck handle through the entire team. Someone tell that man to keep it simple, please.
Wow. Hey, look. We
love
here.
Opinions. We really do.
We love opinions, and please vent it out. We are here. We love the support. We love you tuning in and messaging our show. So keep it coming. Look, the fans want what they want, right? And they want accountability. Greg Cronin has mentioned since day one that accountability is going to be higher. You could see with the level of play rising through, in comparison to the last couple of years, that accountability is sure there. But like I mentioned, for our first intermission, first impression that we do each and every game, if it wasn't for the PK, I thought Troy Terry he had great jump. I think everyone was kind of together playing decently well. You came out tied of, that first period. So it wasn't all bad. And to be honest, I thought he was one of the bright spots for the Anaheim Ducks. Is there more still? Yes, there is 100% more to give. He's feeling it. He's feeling it. Mm-hmm. You know that he's feeling the weight on his shoulders to be better. And we just got to trust that he's going to make some more consistent, more patient passes, as we saw in that power play. I think he's going to continue to generate more and maybe take higher percentage routes on some of his rushes. But I don't think it's a lack of wanting or lack of working hard, because he's hounding that puck. He wants to make a difference. But I can agree that he's just got to maybe prioritize other spots on the ice to take advantage of offensively.
Yeah, Emerson, you talk about how it's definitely not like a lack of trying, because we know the competitor that Troy Terry is and how much this game is mental. That's something that Greg Cronin talks a lot about, just the mental aspect of it and how, Troy Terry hasn't had a goal since November 1st. It's been a long time for him. So you have to think that there are some things that are really weighing on him mentally. And I know, Emerson, for you, from that player perspective, I'm sure you went through those kind of moments in your career, and it's hard to get through those.
Oh, boy, did I ever. I remember Vancouver Canucks. I had been traded from the Anaheim Ducks to the New York Rangers. Didn't play so well there in New York. Lasted half the season. Just past the turn of the year there. Was traded early January to the Vancouver Canucks. And by that point, I think it was 26 or 27 games into that season there, where I finally scored as a member of the Vancouver Canucks. Ended up playing well the rest of the year. Got extended for another one-year contract. So I bought another year there. So, look, that's what it's all about. I don't have all the answers, but, look, I've had my fair share of adversity as a player. There's a number of guys on this Ducks team that can really, you know, take it up another level, and you just got to trust the process, trust that it will indeed happen.
And I think, too, from the fan perspective, I mean, Troy Terry gets this big, long deal in the summer. He's going to be with the Anaheim Ducks for a long time. So you come into this season with that expectation that Troy Terry is going to be a leader. He's going to be putting points on the board night in and night out. And when you don't see that from him, I can understand where it is frustrating. But, you know, there's things going on that he's trying to work through, and we hope he does, and hope he can get back on the score sheet, get a goal. He was able to get a point tonight in this game, that really nice pass he did have to Killorn on the power play. So definitely hoping to see more from Troy Terry, and we'll keep talking about that one as it comes, especially with this long road trip that we have coming up for the team. All right, another text that we received. It's funny, I was watching the Japanese League, and the casters there literally said the two-goal lead is the most dangerous on the bright side. The team looks better in the early game. There's a lot to look forward to when the team gets their stars back. That's certainly a big part of this right now. No Trevor Zegras, no Mason McTavish, no Jamie Drysdale. We have seen where some of the guys are involved back with the team. They have been back on the ice, but it's hard when you don't have some of those key pieces in your lineup and the team has just been struggling without them.
Yeah, well said, AD. And to think McTavish is now a part of that group out of the lineup, it is huge. And very few teams that at the same time are without three marquee pieces. So, look, the Anaheim Ducks, I think they've should have been able to come out with a couple of points in some of these games as this last stretch. They know that they're missing pieces. They know that, hey, if you're Brett Leeson, you got to maximize that opportunity there on the second line. I thought he played great. Mm-hmm. Just comes a time where in that that game you got to switch things up. And there was a time where Sam Carrick was joined by Vetrano and Leeson. And, of course, that's stemming from Ryan Strome being taken out. So, look, it's the National Hockey League. It's never easy, and we got to track down whoever made up that two-goal lead is the worst lead to have in hockey, because I've been saying it. I want to find out who created that, because it's true.
Speaking of Brett Leeson on that end, too, when there was a play down in the D zone where the puck got loose from Winnipeg and Brett Leeson was trying to get a stick on it in the neutral zone, trying to get that breakaway, and I was just thinking about how long his reach is because he's such a tall player, and he was so close. It was such a bummer he wasn't able to get that puck there, because it could have ended up in a good position for him if he was able to get it down into the net.
No, for sure, and look, you just... You cheer for everyone. You cheer for everyone on this Ducks roster. I mean, everyone's playing great. Everyone, just whether it's Leeson and just Sam Carrick. I mean, there's so many guys that just want it so bad. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. It's big shoes to fill. You mentioned McTavish, Drysdale, Zegras. I mean, those are just, you know, some of the household names, right? Mm-hmm. And it's tough to fill those shoes. We hope that Zegras and Drysdale, for as long as they've been out, they've kind of getting that mental rest too, and that mental fortitude to come in and not only lead by example, but just all out get it done. So a lot of players to cheer for on this Anaheim Ducks team, and we got to hope on this Eastern road trip that they're all able to get it done.
Another text here from a Red from Buena Park. He said, "Hi, Alexis and Emerson. The Ducks won the special teams battle yet again, but aren't generating enough 5-on-5 to win. I think this team really needs to get a greasy goal, whether it be off a tip or a rebound from the point. Would have loved to have seen Jets goalie Hellebuck work a little harder. Feeling really bad for Gibby at the moment."
Well, I tell you what.
Gibby, 27 for 31 tonight.
Yeah, John Gibson.
Well, 27 for 30 tonight. My bad. There was an empty net goal. Sorry. Go ahead.
You know what? He just, you can see it, you know, and it might not be the, you know, even allowing three goals, you know. It's just he continues to just be so in it, and there's those goals where it's just like, you know, no goalie would have stopped that, mm-hmm. right? And I think that's just where he's at, where he's been, and where he'll continue to be moving forward. Like, he just wants it. He just wants it so bad. Always, of course, get the chance to, you know, quickly talk to him. Hey, you know, what's going on? How you feeling? And he's just dialed. He's dialed in. Mm-hmm. He wants this team to win, and he's certainly given them a chance to win each and every night.
The Ducks having 19 five-on-five shots in this game, 5 power play shots, too. So just a note on that end as well. One more text here to get to. Do we know anything more about Strome's penalty and review?
Well, AD, you and I had the chance to quickly talk before this pregame show started, and here's my theory. You look at a guy like Jackson Lacombe, who got himself into a similar situation. In fact, the whole motion, different zones. This was on a scoring chance, defensive zone, you know, play on your own net. So Jackson Lacombe a few games ago was in the neutral zone. But it just seemed like two similar body positioning where they're trying to follow through on the hit, but they get caught in a similar just circumstance as far mm-hmm. as body positioning, and I'm just tossing it out there. There are two guys that don't really lay the body as far as, you know, some dramatic hits. One that mm-hmm. we saw maybe 2 games ago with Brock McGinn, just totally clean leveling, and Max Jones has that capability to really, you just see it. By mm-hmm. eye test, he goes stick on puck, shoulder on shoulder. Radko Gudas has got his hip check down to a T. That's repetition. He's been doing that over and over. But guys like Strome, guys like Lacombe that, you know, year in and year out, they're not the biggest hitters. So, you know, I would just like to think, or maybe just even toss it out there, that are they, you know, being a little bit timid on that follow through and just missing the mark a tad, right? And like I said, there's some guys that's a consistent look right there. Mm-hmm. It's stick up puck, shoulder on shoulder, and Radko Gudas, there's not many hip checks that, you know, look different from the ones he lays time and time again, right? And a couple of these players getting themselves into similar situations. Like, are they going into it a little bit too timid, just missing the body? Not to say that they're extending the knee deliberately, but mm-hmm. it just looks like they both just missed the contact and just so happened to get the knee-on-knee collisions on both those instances.
And you have to think about how fast this game moves, too, especially in front of the net. I mean, Strome just easily, you know, it's so easy to run into a guy, and I'm sure you've experienced that, Emerson, but it's just so unfortunate when something happens where, you know, people might look the other way and think, oh, you know, that was intentional or things like that. I didn't personally see it that way tonight. I think it was just a hit, and unfortunately the knees going together there.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been on that other side of being injured by knee-on-knee collusions, and you hope that, in this case, Kyle Connor can get a speedy recovery and hopefully get back next game, because it is not fun.
Well, thank you, everyone, for sending us your thoughts and texting us on our text line. And if you are listening, feel free to still send us a message at 714-940-2950. We all always love to discuss what you send us. And on the other side of the break, we will have sound from the locker room. Get to hear what some of the Anaheim Ducks players had to say about this game.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. This guitar about as hard as a pain. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. Thank God. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
On DuckStream with your Anaheim Ducks post-game show, and we got the chance to hear from Alex Killorn after this game, after he had a goal as a part of this Anaheim Ducks loss tonight. So let's see what he had to tell the media.
Yeah, it's frustrating, especially, you know, we haven't had the lead a ton in the past 10 or whatever, 15 games. So to get the lead, especially to get an early goal in the third, feeling good about yourselves, to give it up is pretty frustrating.
But it happens so quickly like that, you know, you score and then they come back and score.
Yeah, listen, they're a good team, and good teams always, like, have good responses, and we have to have a better response after they score their first goal, and not let them come back and score too, you know. That's kind of where I feel.
How'd you feel the first period went, or as far as you're coming out maybe a little harder than some of the other games?
I actually felt we didn't play great in the first in terms of intensity. I thought they outshot us, you know, 14-8, I think, was the shots. Granted, they had a couple power plays, but it just didn't seem like we were in it. I think second, we were a little bit better, and then the third is just, you know, in the D zone. Couple plays where they end up battling us or out battling us in the corner, whatever it was, and it ends up being the difference.
The winner decides the goal. I mean, it's a one-handed tip. I mean, is that just endemic of what's kind of been going against you? It's not like it was a poor defensive play.
Exactly. Yeah. No, that one's tough. But like, we got to find. Can't just attribute things to luck. I think that's just like such an easy way out. We have to find a way to get. I haven't watched the play, but like you said, when things are going bad, it seems like every mistake kind of goes in the net, and it seems like that's where we're at. So we just need to get a win and kind of start building some momentum.
On the plus side, special teams tonight really strong. Weathered, I think 13 minutes shorthanded, got the PP goal. What you saw that was going on in those two facets of the game?
That was good. I thought, you know, once we killed that five-minute penalty in terms of momentum, that was huge for us. Whenever you can kill that long of a penalty, and I feel like it did give us momentum in the period. So great job by the PK. Power play ends up scoring one.
How much of it is their D just kind of keeping you to the outside or making it tough for you to get in there?
Yeah, they got some big D. I think when we look at the way they scored, I think we've got to start scoring. We haven't been able to produce enough. You look at, like, you know, battling guys in front of the net, just getting sticks on pucks, kind of greasy goals like that. I think we got to do a better job at that.
Thank you.
That was Alex Killorn talking after this Anaheim Ducks loss to the Winnipeg Jets. He certainly had some good points in there, too. Giving a shout-out to special teams tonight, which the PK went 5-for-5, power play going 1-for-2 tonight. And he had a point to one of our listeners' texts, just getting more generating more on the 5-on-5, too.
Yeah, and I was, this is... two-time Stanley Cup champion Alex Killorn just saying that he didn't think the first period went all that well. So he's kind of, it gives another level of perspective that maybe I thought otherwise was, you know, solid first period. I mean, just in circumstantially, what's been transpired the past few games, you know, to come out how they did. But that in itself is good to hear, right? Because there's still that, hey, we got better, right? And there's still that positive outlook, like, you know, as, you know, somewhat maybe even average as that first period is, we got a ton better. And I thought he was just so good for a lot of this game. You could really see the camaraderie and the confidence between him and Carlson there, and just that chemistry just brewing. So good things to come there. But hey, that was just an honest, good take from Alex Killorn. I think his game continues to get better each and every game, and look forward to see what he can bring here down the stretch.
Alex Killorn, 6 shots on goal in this game, and a goal as a part of that. Now, we get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin and everything on his perspective of what went down tonight.
Talking to Alex Killorn just now, I said, you know, even though the goals were all kind of wonky or strange, you can't really take the excuse of puck luck and that kind of thing. What would you have liked to have seen better at the net front or anything different? Or what do you think of that statement? Was it maybe just a puck luck situation?
No, but they go to the third circle.
Yeah.
You know, the first one, you know, we're loose on coverage. I mean, the guy passes behind the goal line, standing right next to him, and he gets a stick on it and scores. The second one, we block it, and then we lose coverage around the block puck. And the third one is just, it's inexcusable, you know. Like, we actually had the, like, Gudas had it. And if he just popped it forward, they had 3 guys caught. And then we're standing right next to the guy. Well, the guy's belly button's not going to score the goal. His stick is. Like, these are, like, fundamental defensive responsibilities that you either make them or you don't.
That harder too, because you guys get a 2-goal lead.
It's brutal. Like, it's a terrible.
And you haven't worked with that too often.
No, it's a. Hey, both teams were sloppy. I guess if you ask both coaches after 2 periods how they thought the game was, they both say it was a messy game. Guys are falling down. We have a 4-on-2. A guy falls down. They get a 3-on-1. A guy falls down. I mean, it's just a sloppy game, and it was, you know, there wasn't a lot of structure. You know, I give them credit. They won a lot of 1-on-1 battles. We started to win some in the third. You know, Frankie comes off from the goal line and walks right to the net. You know, is that a penalty? I don't know. He got a grade A plus scoring chance that we don't even get a shot on it. And 2 minutes later, you know, we give up a goal. So, yeah, it stings. That's a tough one.
Would you say that in the third period, the urgency was kind of like gone a little bit from the team?
From ours? No, I thought we scored the second goal, and they're a good team. They came back and they got 2 goals within 5 minutes, and then you could feel there was a little bit of nerves in the bench, but we had a TV timeout, and we said, let's just play. And I thought the rest of the game just went back and forth. There was no advantage one way or the other. So I think if you break the film down, I think we might have had more chances than they did after their second goal, but it doesn't matter. They got the one that mattered, which was the third one.
That's a sequence with Strome there. Obviously, they hit the fight with Shifley, the 5-minute kill after that. Did you feel like that was a turning point in the game? Or
yeah, I honestly thought when they didn't score on the 5-minute major that we were going to win. Like, you don't score on those. Usually it's just a bad omen. And even when it was 2-2, I thought we were going to win. I really did. Again, a power play got the goal. What do we have, 2 power plays? And they had a 5 and 3-2-3. They got 11 minutes in penalties, for God's sake, you know.
Do you figure that the 5 in the game will be enough punishment or is any concern?
There's no way Stromey tried to hit him, okay? Watch the replay. I even questioned it if it was a 5-minute, okay? So I guess there's an automatic 5 if the guys click their, you know, knees together. But he goes in and he tries to hit him with a shoulder check. And I feel bad, you know, because he's a heck of a player, right? Nobody wants to lose a star player like Connors. So he cuts around Lacombe, and then Stromey tries to hit him with a shoulder, and they just click, you know, knees. And there's no way he tried to hit him. When Kyle came over, I said, why is it a 5? There was no intent there. Like, he was literally, if you watch his shoulder, he turns his shoulder into Connors, and he It just they hit knees. I feel bad for him. And there's no way Stromey tried to hurt him.
Yeah,
no
it didn't way. Look like there was any malicious intent.
No way.
Known for that.
It reminded me a little bit of the hit when Barkov and collided knees with Lacombe in the neutral zone. Mm-hmm. Similar hit. There was no movement. There was no leaning. So they make the decision and based upon what they see, they reviewed it. So I trust they were, you know, making an accurate decision. But there's no way Stromey tried to hurt him.
In a game where your team gives up four goals, it might be hard to focus on the performance of the goaltender, but John Gibson had some big saves tonight. Can you talk a little bit about his performance?
He played great. I mean, we had a five-minute major and then three minors, so you got 11 minutes of, you know, five-on-four play or four-on-five, and he was good. He made some big saves on the kill, and, you know, it's unfortunate You know, it's funny, I watched the graphic, and if we don't score more than two goals, we're doomed. You know, we had two goals, and we couldn't get a third one.
This is the second time in about a week that you had to kind of juggle the lines a little bit with someone out of the
No, it's the third time.
Yeah.
Third time in a row that we've had a... might be the fourth time in a row, to tell you the truth, that we've had to move lines around. It's the fourth time. So whatever, that happens, and you try and put the best players out there, and it's a shame because, like, Ross Johnson and McGinn don't get ice time because you just go with a third-line rotation.
What do you do going forwards here? It's been a pretty bad streak.
It's terrible. You just got to, you know, like these, it's emotional now. You lose a game that you could have won, and you just got to stay positive and pull out the positive things that we're doing, and you got to turn it. It's got to turn.
Trevor and Jamie skated with the team in practice yesterday. Do you anticipate them coming on the road trip with you guys?
I hope so.
We talked about Max Jones was talking about guys gripping their sticks, overthinking things. That's just natural in a stretch like this. What do you do as a staff to kind of combat that and keep guys kind of even keel, I guess?
Well, let's face it. Like, you got to grip your stick now. We're friggin', you know, we've lost 10 of 11 games or whatever the hell it is, 11 or 12. Like, what do you got to lose now, right? Just play hockey. That's what I said. What's it matter? You know, we're not. It's not the... You know, the last week in April, and we're fighting for the fourth playoff spot, right, or the eighth playoff spot. Like, that's just a sign of mental weakness. Just play the game. Do your job. Win your puck battles. Do what you have to do to be successful. If you're gripping your stick, then that's in your head.
Thanks,
Greg. Yeah.
Thanks, Coach.
That was head coach Greg Cronin speaking about this 4-2 loss to the Winnipeg Jets for the Anaheim Ducks tonight. Certainly a lot of takeaways from that. A couple that I definitely thought stood out so far was that they're pulling the positives from the games that they've lost and moving forward, you know, there's nothing you can do about it in a sense. And Greg Cronin was definitely emotional, it seemed like, in this post-game press conference and talked a little bit about the Ryan Strome hit. I liked Emerson how he compared it to exactly what you said, the Jackson Lacombe hit, too.
Yeah, it's very similar, just in, once again, different zones, different speeds, but it just looked like both Ryan Strome and Jackson Lacombe a few games ago just missed the mark. Mm-hmm. They just missed the mark when it comes to overall contact from an upper body perspective. And I just think it's two guys. They had their you know, in this case it was, Ryan Strome. He had his feet planted and he was following through, and there's no adjustment he could have made to try to avoid that. Unintentional. There was no movement. I mean, we could just see. I mean, hockey mm-hmm. fans out there, AD, you know the game so well that you could see when just that leg is deliberately stuck out, mm-hmm. right? Or no, is it just planted and they just seem to collide? So I like just how, I guess, for one way you could put it, healthy on the delivery that head coach Greg Cronin just, mm-hmm. you know, made with his remarks regarding the situation, because he was as positive as he could have been. You could hear a little bit of the frustration just from a tone, but he's as professional and dialed in as ever. When it just comes to managing these tough questions, mm-hmm. these tough press conferences, you don't come out with the 2 points and the win you set out to get. And I just think whether it's Killer handling it, how he handled it in his interview, or Crow, just as we just heard, I just think the mindset is so right for this Ducks team moving forward.
And Cronin being very transparent, too, in his answers, just being very honest about what he saw, what needs to be better, and just, you know, sometimes there's just, you got to move on. There's not much you can do in some situations, but obviously the emotions are there. The team wants to win, and that is very evident. Another thing that I thought was good to hear, too, on the update of Jamie Drysdale and Trevor Zegras, when asked if they will be on the road trip, he said, I hope so. So, you know, they have been skating, so that will be something we keep our eye on.
Fingers crossed. I know listeners out there can't see my fingers crossed, but they're crossed right now.
All right. Well, during that, we actually did receive another text from Red, our guy that sent us a message a little bit ago. He said, I did some research for you, and the Ducks have had 8 too many men penalties on the ice, bench penalties, tied with Toronto. Penalties, especially in the offensive zone, 2 from Terry tonight, are absolutely hurting Ducks' momentum in games. The communication needs to be better. So just another thing to note. 8, either way, 7, 8, it's too many.
Yeah, no, and you can once again sense a little bit of frustration in kind of a controlled manner, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Head coach Greg Cronin addressing that those penalty trouble, and yeah, it does more damage than good, of course, as well as the PK looked, and just as well as they played, they got the clears at times. There's some failed clears. Look, you see it all. When you take that many penalties, as good as it can possibly be, it just takes time away from either playing on the power play or 5-on-5. And at the end of the day, that's just momentum killers.
As we mentioned, the next outing will be in New York on the island, taking on the New York Islanders on Wednesday, a 4:30 Pacific time start. So we will have the pregame for you at 4 p.m., a little early this week. As I mentioned, they will be on the East Coast. Then they will be taking on the Rangers, the Devils, and finishing off in Detroit. So, Emerson, your final quack for tonight. What are your final thoughts before this team hits the road this week?
Well, I continue to just look forward to guys like Alex Killorn, for that matter. You didn't see early on in the season. He was out for so long, but he just was commanding the play. And each shift, whether, you know, just besides him getting the goal there, like, he wanted just to be a difference maker. I saw similar tendencies in Troy Terry. Like, expect more points and him to just, you know, say, you know what, screw it. I am just going to go out and play. So, bottom line, my final quack is just to see guys take it up a notch. Mm-hmm. Sylvie getting rewarded with a great pass to Adam Henrique. It's not a matter of it not being there in this on this Ducks team. Each individual has just got to find it, and I look forward to it all coming together on this road trip.
All right, Emerson, my final quack. The last time the Ducks went to the East Coast, they got a bunch of big wins. So, yes, this is going to be a little bit different of a road trip. The team is going to be in a different position than they were the last time they went there, but it was a good road trip, so I'm hoping that we see something similar. Getting a couple wins on the road would be nice, especially breaking this losing streak that the Ducks have had so far. And I think it would just really boost the confidence of some of the guys from the play that we've seen as of late. So thank you for tuning in for the post-game show. As I mentioned, Wednesday will be the next game against the New York Islanders. 4 p.m. will be the pregame show, 4:30. Puck drop from the island. Emerson, you and Steve will be there. I hope you enjoy New York City, get to see all the fun things that are in New York.
Well, bring the warm weather our way in spirit, because we're sure going to need it. I think there's a storm coming in.
Oh, boy.
I think tonight.
All right. Well, hey, go check out the Christmas tree, too, because it looks so beautiful.
Yes.
In downtown.
Yes,
in the New York City. All right. So thank you again for tuning in for the post-game show, and make sure to stick around after the break, as we will have the Ducks and Jets replay for you coming up. For Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for being with us tonight. We will hear from you, and we will see you on Wednesday when the team is back on the ice. Thank you for listening to Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615.
on TuneIn.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. And reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.